Hello, Zach here, and on today's episode of Oh man. Rob, can we do that again? I sort of dropped my script.
Yeah, we can give you a second chance.
Thanks a lot. Here we go. Hello, Zach here, and on today's episode, the older kids of Coleraine have some tough decisions to make down Gilead Lane.
Okay, so don't forget, you have to meet Mom to give you a ride home.
I know! I'll be at the bed and breakfast, don't worry.
Okay, I have a couple of errands to run, but if you need anything, you can call me on my cell.
I'm just going to a couple of stores. No need to get all freaked out or anything.
Hey, I'm not freaked out. I'm just making sure you're all right.
It's Coleraine! Come on!
Yeah, but there are a lot of new people in Coleraine, and... Hey, isn't that Brooke Morrison?
I don't know! Where? Uh-oh.
What? Are you okay?
Yeah, I gotta go. There's someone over there. I really don't want to see.
Tiffany! Hey, Tiffany, hold on.
Who is that?
Randy Uprotsky.
Oh, really? Well, maybe I should stick around.
No. It's all right. I think I'll be fine, but if you want to catch Brooke...
Hey, Tiffany, I'd been hoping I'd bump into you.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, this is my brother, Caleb.
Nice to meet you, Caleb. Home from school?
Yep. I'm here for the summer, so I'll be close by.
Okay, Caleb. I'll see you at home later.
Bye, Randy. I'll see you later, Tiffany. Hey, Brooke! Hi!
Caleb! Hi! Wow!
How's it going?
Oh, it's good to see you. I've heard you were back too, but it's been so crazy this summer, I just haven't seen you yet.
Oh, I know. Same here. Well, maybe not as much. I'm still looking for a job.
Oh.
That's what I'm doing downtown today.
Oh, well, hey, there's always Taylor's store. I heard things are hopping there, and they could use the help. And you've already worked there, so...
I don't know. That's just a little... Never mind.
I could put a good word in. I'm meeting Luke in a few minutes for a run.
I don't think that's the best idea.
What? Why not? I mean, Luke's there. You guys spent some time together at school this year, didn't you?
No, not so much, actually.
Okay, spill it. What's up?
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing, really. It's no big deal. How's your family? How's your dad? How's Gilead Lane? Still there?
You're pretty good at changing the subject.
Yeah, yes. I am a master at it.
Well, I bow to your expertise then. And yeah, everyone's doing great.
So, how's your summer going?
It's all right. Not a lot going on, really.
Listen, let's cut to the chase. I owe you a huge apology.
No, Randy, don't worry about it. We're okay.
You say that, but I've been thinking ever since you ran out at the spring ball, and I was way out of line.
No, I
shouldn't have said the things I did, or... Well, the whole thing was wrong, and I know I hurt your feelings. So I'm really sorry.
Listen, Randy, it's okay. I'm okay. I mean, it was all just a breakdown in communication. I was thinking something and didn't tell you, and you had some other thing in mind. No worries. I'm okay. We're all right.
Are we? I still think I have some digging to do.
Digging?
I'm in a hole. A pretty big one from what I can figure, so I need to start digging out.
And how do you propose to do that?
Well, I thought some ice cream might help.
Ice cream?
Yeah. The sweet shop's right over there in the corner. My dad says there's nothing that ice cream can't fix.
Really?
Well, I haven't seen anything yet. So how about it? Have an ice cream with me?
Sure. I'd love to.
So, Becca and Justin are at that art show thing today, right?
Yeah, it sounded kind of cool, but I just wasn't interested in sitting in the car all the way to Westtown today.
I understand that. Much nicer day for a run.
Yeah, or a walk.
You're getting tired already. You are getting old, aren't you?
No!
Ow.
Well, hey, so I just ran into Caleb downtown.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said he's looking for a job.
That's nice.
Yeah, I thought it might work out for him at the store.
At what store? Oh, at our store?
Yeah, he's worked there before. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. If he wants to work at the store, he can come and talk to Dad.
All right, Luke.
What?
Spill it. He was really weird when your name got mentioned, and now you're all weird when we talk about him. You better tell me what's up.
Boy, you're nosy.
Not nosy, concerned.
It's not a big deal, really. It was just, Caleb and I probably won't be the best of friends or anything.
What?
That's okay, isn't it?
Well, maybe, but why don't you just tell me what happened?
Okay, here's what happened.
So now that you've graduated, what's next? Isn't that the right question to ask?
Yes, everyone's asking it. I can't get away from it.
So maybe I shouldn't have asked.
No. I don't mind. I'll be going off to the school my mother picked.
Your mother? Don't you want to go there?
Not really. But Caleb didn't, so I have to.
What? That doesn't make sense.
No, it does if you're a Richter. My brother had big plans. Or, really, my parents had big plans for him. Then he changed his mind and decided to go off to some little religious school no one's ever heard of.
What school?
Grover something, I don't know, in Pennsylvania.
Huh. You're right, I've never heard of it.
Told you. So anyway, since Caleb didn't, I have to.
You have to? Really?
Well, yes. I don't want to disappoint my parents like he did.
It was that bad? Really?
My mother holds on to things sometimes. It's hard for her to let go.
Oh, well, I'm glad her daughter isn't like that. I can't afford the ice cream it would take.
So, how about you?
Oh, I'll be going to the Institute for Higher Learning and Educational Understanding.
Wow! Did you just make that up?
Oh, no, I wouldn't dare. My father's on the board.
Oh. Is it part of Peace of Heaven?
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Is it a real school?
Real school? What do you mean?
You know, accredited and all that.
Oh, yeah. Peace of Heaven worked very hard to make it a real school. The professors are top-notch, and it's got a great business education program.
Business? Is that what you're majoring in?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, it sounds great. Don't you want to be successful?
Oh, I have a lot of ideas, but I'm not sure which of them will work. You think it's tough being a Richter? Try being a Brodsky.
So, what'd you do?
Oh, what makes you think I did something?
You have that tone in your voice, Luke.
Huh? Okay, so I wasn't really smart. You know, Caleb's an RA at school, right?
A resident assistant? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. And I was placed in his section of the dorm.
Oh, so he lives right up the hall from you. That's cool.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Hey, Caleb, how's it going?
Wow, great, Luke. How are you? What are you thinking of Grove City? Do you like it so far?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love it. A lot different than Coleraine.
Yeah, you could say that.
It's really cool that I ended up here.
Oh, yeah, I thought so, too. I heard they found out we were both from Coleraine, so they arranged that for us.
They did? That's awesome.
Yeah, not a lot of colleges would care like that.
No, yeah, that's true. So, everything was really awesome. I met some cool people, and things were going great.
Until?
Yeah, until I turned into an idiot. And so then, the doctor says, "Do you have an umbrella?" Oh, come in! Hey, Caleb, what's up? Want some soda?
No thanks, Luke. Hey, could you...
Oh, hey, I'm being rude. Here, this is Mick, Jerry, and Doug.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, guys. So, Luke, it's after quiet hours. Could you guys just keep it down in here?
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, thanks. I really don't want to write you up.
Yeah, no worries. We'll keep it down.
Okay, thanks. See you later, guys.
Okay, later, Caleb.
See you.
Later.
Bye.
Hey, I should probably get going. It's late.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, it's quiet hours. We've got to keep it down. I should probably get back to studying.
Yeah, you don't want to get written up, do you?
What? No way. Caleb wouldn't write me up. He's a good guy. I know him from home. Stick around. We won't get into trouble.
So you aren't sure what you're going to major in? What do you like?
I don't know. I've thought about a few things. Maybe being a doctor or something.
So why don't you?
Oh, I don't know if my brain could handle all the science in that. I'd love to, but I don't know. I'll probably do business management so I can help my dad with Peace of Heaven someday.
Is that what you want to do?
Sure. Why not? My dad's okay. I could work with him.
I don't know if I could work with my mom or my dad.
What's your mom do?
Well, she owns a bed and breakfast and... Uh-oh. What time is it?
It's almost 4. Why?
I have got to go. I'm supposed to meet my mother at the bed and breakfast so she can take me home.
I could take you home if you wanted.
I would really love to, but I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you and I are okay, but you're not really my dad's favorite person. Or my brother's.
Yeah, I got that impression when we met.
I'm so sorry. I'll have to talk to Caleb.
No, it's all right. Listen, I was a jerk. You've forgiven me, but they're just watching out for you. It's not a bad thing. You still have my phone number?
Yeah.
Call me sometime if you want to talk. This was nice. It'd be fun to do this again sometime.
I don't know.
Come on. Just ice cream? Or a walk?
Oh, all right. That sounds okay.
Good. I'd like that.
Me too.
So, yeah. You can guess what happened after that.
You didn't make a good choice.
No.
Oh.
Not even close. We didn't get quieter at all. So, I got a note in my mailbox at school that I'd been written up, and I was pretty upset.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I found Caleb in the common room. Caleb, what's this?
Luke. Do you really want to do this right now?
Oh, sorry, Carrie. I didn't mean to interrupt your studying.
That's okay. Caleb, I'm going to get something from the soda machine. You want something?
Yeah, that would be great. Here's some change. Just whatever is good. Luke, I'm sorry I had to write you up the other night, but...
Yeah, you should be. It's not like we were drinking or doing anything stupid like that.
No, you're right, you weren't, but... It was still quiet hours, and I asked you to keep it down, and you didn't.
You know, you've changed. I really thought living here with you as the RA was going to be a lot different.
What does that even mean? What did you expect?
I shouldn't have expected anything less from a power-hungry Richter. That's all.
Luke. Hey, Taylor!
Uh-oh. That didn't sound like it went too well.
No, it didn't. Not well at all.
That's it? You lost your temper. What's the big deal? You say you're sorry and you move on.
Oh, no. It gets worse. A lot worse.
Oh.
A few days later in class, I bump into Carrie again.
Hey, Luke, how's it going?
Oh, hi, Carrie. It's all right.
Is it? You sounded pretty angry the other day.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I lost my temper.
Caleb was pretty upset.
He was?
Yeah, he just wondered if he was too hard on you.
Yeah, Caleb. That figures. You know, now that you and Caleb are, well, whatever you are...
We're dating. It's okay. We've been dating for a while now.
Yeah, well, that's cool. He's a good guy. He hasn't always been, but that's a different story, huh?
What?
Well, yeah, if you want to know stories about Caleb, I could share some doozies. You know, like the time he got drunk and was arrested? Yeah, I think that's why I was so upset the other day. You know, someone with his past and all the stupid stuff he's done, I would have thought he would have given a little more leeway.
What are you talking about? Caleb's never been arrested.
Of course he has. His parents had to come bail him out and everything. But he didn't tell you that? Really?
No. You're making this up. Caleb doesn't drink. He told me that. He said he doesn't.
Carrie, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have told you that stuff, but I thought Caleb would have...
I don't believe you, Luke Taylor. You're just mad because you got written up. You're trying to get Caleb back. I don't believe it. Not a word.
Carrie, I...
Just leave me alone.
So, you find a job yet?
No, there's nowhere in Colerain that I'm interested in working.
Taylor's store?
Why does everybody keep asking me that?
Because you worked there before. Why not?
I'm not interested, thank you.
Okay. So, tell me more about this girl who's been calling the house lately.
What?
Come on, I hear you. You're on the phone a lot, and on the computer, and texting.
She's no one.
I don't buy it.
Hey, guys!
Hey.
Oh, hey, Tiffany. Did you get all your stuff done?
Yeah, well, no, actually, but I did get a few things worked out.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Caleb, do you like school?
Yes, sure. Why?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
All right.
What are you going to major in?
I've got it set right now as pre-law. It covers a lot of ground, and if I decide to switch, it's a good basis. So, yeah. What's with all the questions?
Oh, I don't know. Just curious.
Okay.
I'm going to go help Mom with dinner. See ya.
Bye.
I wonder what that was all about.
I don't know. Never can tell with Tiffany these days. You know, something weird happened with the thing at Spring Ball.
What do you mean?
Something's just different. Every now and then, it's like there's a new Tiffany or something.
Really? In a good way?
Yeah, I think so. Now, about this girl.
I am not talking about her.
Why not?
Because some things are not meant to be shared with little sisters.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Caleb's in love.
And that's why. Come here. What's wrong? Carrie?
It's Luke Taylor.
What about him? What's wrong?
He's telling all sorts of lies about you. It's horrible, Caleb.
Let's go outside where we can talk. Okay, now, what's this about Luke Taylor?
I just saw him in lit class and he said the most horrible things about you.
What? What did he say?
He said you were a drunk and that you've been arrested and you have this horrible past. You don't drink. You told me that. You're not that way.
No, I'm not that way. I don't drink. But I did. I used to.
What? You can't. No. Caleb.
Look, I should have told you. I really... Carrie, I'm sorry.
What? What are you saying? You can't mean that it's true you were in jail? In a drunk? And you did this all the time?
Yes, I did. Look, I was stupid, and I made really bad choices about everything. But then I changed. I met Jesus, and he's changing me. And well, I learned what I was doing was wrong. I mean really wrong, not just some stupid kid thing. Well, I don't do it anymore.
I don't know what to think. I thought you were different.
I am. I'm not that person now, Carrie. I don't do it anymore.
But you're not who I thought you were. If you aren't, if there's stuff like this between us,
there's
then...
not. This is it. I'll tell you everything. Carrie.
I don't know if I can be with you, Caleb. I just don't know.
Carrie, no. Come on, Carrie. Please.
That's awful.
Yeah, I felt really bad about it for a while.
How long ago did this happen?
Before Christmas break.
And you and Caleb haven't talked since then?
Of course we have. We live in the same dorm.
I mean, more than just hi and bye. Like, did you apologize?
No, not really. I was going to, and then it just... What's the point now? It was almost a year ago.
Because you need to.
It's been months. It's so far after the fact, there's not even a fact anymore.
But when you wrong someone, an apology is never too late, Luke. And it shouldn't be put to the side just because of time. You need to talk to Caleb. You owe him that, and yourself. Just Get it out in the open. You two live in the same dorm and the same town. You can't ignore this.
Yeah, I know.
Besides that, you shouldn't. You can't let this go.
You're right, Brooke. I know you are. I just don't know how to bring it up now.
Something will come to you, I'm sure. And it's what's best for both of you. And hey, maybe you'll end up being friends after all.
Yeah, right. I don't see that happening, but you're right. I do need to apologize.
Come in.
Hey, Maya. Do you want to go for some ice cream?
Ice cream?
Yeah, well, when Tiffany mentioned it earlier, it sounded pretty good. So, do you want to hit the sweet shop with me?
Sure. So, what's up? You're really quiet.
Oh, I'm concentrating on my driving in this incredibly high traffic area.
Coleraine?
Of course. Seriously, though, I wanted to talk to you. I need to apologize for earlier. You asked questions about Carrie, and I... Well, I want to tell you more about her now.
Okay.
I really like her, Maya. A lot.
So you're serious?
Well, yeah, as serious as we can be right now. We're dating steadily, not seeing other people.
That's awesome, Caleb.
Yeah, she's great, and I think you would really like her.
Yeah? So when will I meet her, then?
I don't know. See, I almost lost her this year. We broke up for a while.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. What happened?
It's a long story, but... Well, it really showed me a lot about me. I lied to her. I shouldn't have.
You lied? About what?
Well, technically, I guess I didn't lie. I didn't tell her everything about me.
What's that mean?
You know, Maya... It's hard being a Richter sometimes. Coleraine. Well, there's a lot about Coleraine that makes it hard to come back here.
What do you mean?
Well, I was a different person when I lived here. I was stupid. I made dumb choices. I hurt other people. I was mean. I just don't want to be that person ever again.
And you're not. You're a new creation in Christ.
Yeah.
Just like the Bible says. Out of everyone, you and Dad, you've both changed so much for the better. So you aren't that person anymore.
Thanks, Maya, but sometimes it's hard to be reminded of what I did. I don't want to remember it. I wish it were gone. And Coleraine, and being here, and even Mom and Dad sometimes, it all reminds me of that other Caleb, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Well, and Carrie, she knows me now. Not then. And I know I should have told her about me.
Yeah?
Well, not at the beginning, you know, but when it got serious and when we started really dating, I should have told her about me, and I didn't, and when she found out...
She broke up with you?
Well, I wasn't honest with her. She had every right to be upset with me.
I'm sorry. Are you guys okay now?
Yeah, we're still together, and I think it actually made us stronger. But... I mean, coming back to Coleraine reminds me of everything I used to be, and that's hard. I'm not ready to bring Carrie into that. Just not yet. I'm not hiding anything from her. She knows about it, but it's more like...
Protecting her?
Well, maybe. I mean, Mom is a little overbearing sometimes, and everyone in town knows that old Caleb. And...
I get it.
But I am thinking about going to visit her this summer, so maybe you could come with me.
I'd like that.
Yeah, I think that might work. Look, I'm sorry I didn't tell you earlier.
It's okay, Caleb. I understand.
You do?
Yeah, I really do. I'm still here, and I'm changed. I get reminded every day of what I used to be like. I don't like it much either, but it helps me to be a better person now.
Yeah.
I know what I don't want to be, and that helps when the choices get hard.
I never thought about it like that before. You're a good kid, Maya. Don't let your past shake you.
Thanks, Caleb. And thank you for trusting me.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, Caleb. How's it going?
It's all right. You?
Just working. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for a job.
Oh.
Yep.
Cool.
So, yeah, I guess I should go pick up the milk for my mom.
Hey, Caleb, wait a second.
Yeah?
You know, I should have done this a long time ago, but I'm really sorry, man. I shouldn't have said those things to Carrie. I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I just didn't think about
it. It's okay, man. I should have told Carrie everything before then anyway.
I still feel really bad. I shouldn't have done that, and I need you to know that I'm sorry.
It's all right. I appreciate it, man. We're cool. And for the record, it was nice having you on my floor this year. I just hope it's better next year.
Me too. I won't be an idiot.
And I'll try not to be too hard on you. I'm sorry too, Luke.
What, for writing me up?
No, you deserve to be written up. You were breaking the rules, but... Well, I was angry at you for a long time about what you said to Carrie, and I never said anything to you.
Oh.
So I'm sorry about that. I should have talked to you about it a long time ago. It's just, you know, college is hard.
What? For you? You always have everything together.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, I'm serious. You seem to have everything all... Well, it's perfect. Everything works for you.
Not even close, Luke, but I do appreciate you saying that. So, how long do you have to work?
Oh, about another hour or so.
All right, well, do you want to hang out afterwards? We could, rent a movie or something.
Sure. That sounds cool.
All right. Well, I'll be back in about an hour then.
Hey, Caleb.
Yeah?
Are you really looking for a job?
Yes.
I think we could use some help here.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't we go talk to my dad? He's in the office.
Hey, I think that might not be so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, I'm ready to go. Just let me know when you're recording, okay?
Zach, we are recording.
We are? Oh, man. Okay, hey, I'm sorry, man.
Don't worry about it. You're forgiven.
Thanks. Well, there seems to be a lot of forgiving going around. Well, that's a good thing. Luke and Caleb have a second chance at a friendship. Randy and Tiffany have a second chance to get to know each other better. And Caleb and Carrie have a second chance to see if they have what it takes to be a couple. Well, forgiveness is never easy. It's risky, and it takes a lot of work to make things better. In the Bible, God forgave his people again and again, and Jesus came to earth to heal and to forgive. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." Let me ask you, is there someone in your life who needs a second chance? Maybe you need to pray for them and pray that God can help you to forgive them. Maybe you need forgiveness yourself. Ask God and then apologize to your friend. Show your friend that you mean it, and soon things can be better. And even if things don't get better, you'll still know that you've done the right thing, the thing that God wanted you to do. Today's episode, Fairly Weathered Friends, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Joe Carroll and additional recording by Rob Gunling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. Looking forward to seeing you again next time down Gilead Lane.